Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Live at Tanner's 30th in Yankee Hill. I'll be here till 6 o'clock. Thank members own Credit Union, Action Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and AC, and the folks from the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. I asked the question, the worst Christmas song, your least favorite. And I had to be careful because I was trying to think of one that made me just run from it. It really is. There's only one. It's Mariah Carey. There's no other. I
think that's also one of the songs where you either love it or you hate it.
Yeah. Ben's going out on a limb. He's going out on a limb for Nick, and he says he's going to take one for the team and admit that he likes Nick's list.
Well, Ben.
So Nick, you are 1-4 forever.
Yeah. I mean, at least he has a friend going down on the ship with him.
It's better than 0 forever.
That is awful. That is just.
It's a painful list.
That is hard to listen to.
Nick, normally I'm trying to defend you and
I don't
take
need
it
you
easy
to
on
me.
Nick, and I can't, man.
Well, Mark, didn't you have your mean one, Mr. Grinch, on your list?
Oh yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, yeah. So Gabe says that's the best Christmas song, although he had a different person singing it. That's fine.
Can we agree that the worst Christmas song is Santa Baby?
I will stomp your toe.
Oh no, you like Santa Baby, DP?
Look, have you heard Eartha Kitt's version?
I don't know. I just know the one that plays over the radio, it's annoying.
Don't speak as an expert if you don't know the OG version.
Rico, do you like Santa Baby?
Yes. That is a great song.
Yeah. Go and find Eartha Kitt's OG Baby.
That's one of those songs where if I hear it on the radio while I'm driving, I try to sing along, but I can't. But in my head, when I'm singing it, it sounds fantastic.
It sounds great.
But then you like lower the radio a little bit, and you're like, ooh, no.
Rico just likes to imagine that he's Eartha Kitt.
Don't we all?
You know, this is when Eartha Kitt was the Catwoman on Batman.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that, again, not Julie Newmar. Eartha Kitt. Eartha Kitt. So. Ben says, I figured I better throw him a bone because he worked my son's birthday party. That's fair. That's fair.
Oh, good
That's
job.
Fair.
Good
That's
job,
fair. I'm okay. Man. With that. I'm okay with that. So through all the signing day transfer bonus stuff, coaches have started to – it's like they got together and put together an email where they were all going to speak out on the evils of the transfer portal because it's new and we don't know what's going on.
I don't like change.
Yeah. I don't like somebody else getting the money.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be all theirs. Now they have to share it with the people that they're coaching, and it's just a problem apparently. NIL is the boogeyman that they wanted to avoid, and now that it's here, none of them can stop talking and putting their foot in their mouth every 5 seconds.
Like, it's almost as though they forget that there's always been a coaches transfer portal. Like, it happens on a regular basis where coaches pick up because there's a new job that offers more money and a boss that they like.
I mean, it happened twice this offseason.
Right. Like, I mean, we can – the rundown, it doesn't
take
us long.
Three times, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't take us long to get through it, right? Just to go, wow. You guys realize you've done the very thing that you accuse people of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not happy about it.
And they're leaving really good situations to go to, you know, also really good situations. That's like if C.J. Stroud decided after his year at Ohio State and he had a really good season and Bryce Young was graduating, that he was like, you know what, I'm going to go to Alabama now. I don't like it here anymore. That's what the coaches have been doing for years.
Okay.
So it's weird that they're so upset about it just because they have to share the wealth now.
Good Lord, they're still getting their money. Let's bring them in. Let's bring in the Captain Huskers basketball, Trey McGowan. Trey, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, as long as you stayed safe. Like I said, you were talking about coming down here. I'm like, no. Stay where you are. We need you safe. We need you healed. So how's the wheel? Let them know.
Say it one more time.
How's the leg? Come on, talk to me. How's that foot?
I was doing great. I walked 0.75 miles a day. And then I get x-rays Friday. And then today they said it looked like it was healing real well.
You showed me the x-ray the other night, and I just went, yeah, ask the doctor whether they're going to pull that pin out.
Oh, yeah. I asked him. He was like, because of the place that it's in, I'm going to be able to just leave it in.
Okay, so you're just going to leave it in and they'll let it calcify.
Yeah,
because I went through that surgery where the pins were sticking out the toes.
Mm.
And in order for you to be healed, they have to pull. They get pliers and they pull that pin out.
Nope.
While you're awake.
Nope.
And Trey was like, nope, going to be asleep.
nope, heart pass.
We were worried about you. I'm like, man, wait a minute. This is not good. So we were talking about the whole transfer portal thing, the early signing day. It's early national signing day. So you've been through this process. What is early national signing day like for the student athlete?
Well, actually, out of high school, I was the one who did it, like, late. I did it, like, after the second one because I wasn't really still sure where I was going to choose or end up. So, but, I mean, it was definitely a fun process, probably better process once you kind of got it over with, less stress, not as many phone calls.
It's interesting now because with – recruiting and name, image, and likeness being out there.
Right.
There's people are getting their eyes open to what's really going on, how business is really being done. And I wanted to set the path straight, right? That people can say, look, there's all this stuff that goes on. People yesterday were putting the McGowan's name in some rumors. And I said to you, I'm like, well, that's just anybody that does that doesn't know the McGowan's family. Is that a
right.
fair statement? Is that a fair statement to make?
Most definitely.
Right? That your parents aren't going to – that's not how your parents operate. That's not the statement that your parents are trying to make.
Right. Especially the program don't operate in that way.
Yeah. So through those moments, did you talk to dad and dad says don't worry about it? Do you talk to the coaches and they don't say – how does that process for you guys?
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
I'm not really sure. It's just really a regular process. I mean, I didn't know about it actually until like an hour before because I was like confused trying to figure out where everything that was going on because I had people sending to me, but I didn't know what was going on. So I was kind of one of the last people to kind of find out about it.
Yeah, it was, again, as we talked about it, and I said, I don't normally address the rumor stuff. I would rather go straight to the source and get statements and let you guys, I said, anybody that says, think the McGowan's family is a part of this thing, doesn't get it. Like, just doesn't get it. Let the folks know what your schedule is, what your calendar is for your recovery and your time back on the floor.
X-rays Friday. Hopefully I'll be able to walk without any assistance or starting to kind of get off the crutches and the boot, so I could just walk regular with both shoes. And then really after we get the x-rays back, like I said, they said everything looks pretty good. I'll be able to slowly ease my way back, trying to get to 100% so I can make my return in January.
Okay. Okay. Now, where do you think this team is? You told me you were talking a little bit about practice this week. Where do you think this – what kind of week has this team had?
They had a chance to really look ourselves in the mirror. And because we had, like, many games that were kind of close to each other, we haven't really had any days to get ourselves right, because we've been worried about the opponent. So really using this week to kind of get the guys right, figure out what's going on or whatnot, things like that.
Wow. It's going to be interesting. How do you players get through? Like, you go through it. It's hard enough to be a student athlete, to be away from home, to be grinding to try to be better at your craft and good at your craft. And then you have fans, in air quotes, people who are supposed to be fans who are dogmatic to the program and you players. How do you guys get through that?
Personally, it's pretty easy to get through it now. Usually in my, like, freshman year, sophomore year, kind of got to me a little bit. But just understanding that, I mean, your mental is pretty much the key to just playing good and just remaining well on and off the court. So just taking time personally, kind of get away, just get time to yourself.
You and I talked, and you said you have become smarter since the injury because you watch more closely, you watch more. What are you seeing from the bench that you weren't seeing from the floor?
Probably just togetherness. That's probably it. So, like I said, this whole week, just getting to know each other better, getting used to playing with each other a lot more. Just competing, honestly. I'm getting a chance to do that. And like I said, just focus on ourselves.
We're talking to Trey McGowan of the Nebraska basketball program. Trey, I know, you know, you're not really able to do anything basketball related since, you know, you were on the scooter, now you're on crutches. But, you know, when you were first on the scooter, we saw you before a game putting up a couple shots at the free throw line. Is there any other type of basketball workouts, I guess you could say, that you've been doing?
Just heavy lifting, slow rehab, things like that. But other than that, just ball handling. Kind of work on my touch with both hands around the rim. And then yesterday I got to shoot with my other foot on the ground. So, I mean, just getting shot standing. Now that I could put both feet on the ground rather than either sitting in a chair or one leg up on the scooter.
Well, we are rooting for you, for your health. We're proud of your ability to stand up and looking forward to when you get back on the floor and can help your brother and your other brothers get some success. Rico has one more question.
It's kind of a statement. So we had Bryce in the studio before the season started, and I asked him a question off air, who was going to be the first person to get a poster, and he said, obviously me. He said it with so much confidence. And then in the first game, the first half, you put somebody on a poster. Was there something going on between you two?
No, we hadn't really talked about it. Just being able to play with each other, and then, I mean, just like I said, just something we kind of never thought about growing up, but always like dreamed of. Once the opportunity presented itself, whether we like discussed it or not, just knowing like it is in the back of each of our minds. I mean, really, when we're just together, just talk about doing big things. And just really playing at the highest level and doing it together in a national spotlight. So, I mean, when I kind of went down, it was definitely frustrating for both of us where we kind of needed each other to kind of get through it. But, I mean, just getting healthy, he's helped me a lot. Just seeing him out there without me, just watching that just helped me really get through rehab every day and really just kill it, honestly.
We know that it's been difficult because you wanted to play together, and then he's got to watch his big brother go down. You got to watch your little brother go through the grind, but you went through it together, which is kind of why you guys decided to do this together. Listen, give a shout-out to young Mr. Bryce, to the family, and to the team. We know we're still supporting you. We're still rooting for you. Let their haters hate. You guys go handle your business. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. That's Trey McGowan's Husker basketball. He's the captain. Looks like he's going to try to get back January 15th.
Exciting.
Somewhere around those lines. January 10th, January 15th, depending on how that thing calcifies and settles up. So we'll throw it to break. I do what Barry Thompson has texted his top five. He said Jingle Bells by Earl Scruggs. I did not have that on the list. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, Baby, Charles Brown. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Temptations. Santa Baby, Eartha Kitt. Yep, mm-hmm. So he's there. And Little Drummer Boy, David Bowie, and Bing Crosby. So that I think that's been the standard.
Okay.
That's pretty good. We set the level. I'm going to reach out. We need to reach out to Rick Meyer because the text line just said they got a text. Yeah, it says that Beatrice Bakery lost their roof. We're going to reach out to that and get an update, and then we'll check on other folks around the city. If you have stories for it and information, let us know. Make sure everybody's okay in this crazy weather today. You guys hang tough. We'll close out the hour. Nick Trivia, call now, 402-464-5685. Dick has the trivia question. If you answer it, you get $15 live from Upside Bar and Lounge. We'll do that next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.